The streets of London and other British cities were quiet last night amid a massive police presence that has helped stop the wave of violence and looting that's racked Britain since the weekend. Courts there worked through the night to process some of those arrested. Parliament is meeting for an emergency session today after Prime Minister David Cameron recalled members from their summer break. NPR's Eric Westervelt joins us now from London with the latest. And Eric, was it totally quiet throughout Britain last night, or are there still pockets of trouble?
Good morning, Renee. It was very quiet. I mean, there were a few small problems, but otherwise it was calm for a second night in London, where some 16,000 officers were out on duty. It's not clear at all how long the police can keep up that big presence, Renee. It's already put an enormous strain on police resources. But leaders this morning, police and political leaders, say they'll reevaluate on a day-by-day basis, but that so far they plan to keep up that big presence again tonight.
And we're hearing reports that police are raiding homes in London over the riots. Is that what you're getting there?
Yes, and that's based largely on closed-circuit television footage. The Prime Minister, David Cameron, yesterday vowed to, track down perpetrators photo by photo, picture by picture, and police this morning are executing arrest warrants and making raids across the city.
And at this point, how many alleged rioters, looters, arsonists have been arrested and also brought to court, and who are they?
Well, Renee, police have arrested nearly 1,000 in London since the violence began Saturday. Hundreds more have been arrested in other major cities. In chaotic scenes, courts are really working nonstop, almost overtime, some around the clock, to process these cases. Nearly 400 have been processed and charged with crimes so far, including theft, assault, disorder, violent disorder, vandalism, and burglary. As to your question about who, it's been a mix, Renee, so far. Lots of those arrested are in their 20s and late teens. The youngest was an 11-year-old East London boy who was processed yesterday. He admitted to stealing and was sent home on bail with his mother. Also, a 31-year-old teacher's assistant pleaded guilty to burglary yesterday, and he'll be sentenced at a later date. But also among those arrested and charged is a graphic designer and a forklift driver. So it's been a real mix, and the sheer number of cases is clearly straining the courts. But the government wants to send a strong message that rioters, will be dealt with swiftly and strongly.
And one of the most horrific incidents occurred in the central city of Birmingham. Tell us about that.
Well, three young Muslim men of South Asian descent were mowed down, viciously, really, Tuesday by a black man who drove his car into them and then sped off. And this hit-and-run attack has really raised tensions there. He has been arrested, and others are under investigation for being part of that. But tensions were already, of course, running extremely high with riots and arson and vandalism on the streets. So this racially tinged, murder threatened to really worsen the situation. But last night, Tariq Jahan, who's a 21-year-old son, Haroon, was one of the three men killed, made a really impassioned plea for calm, for unity. He said, I've lost my son. Step forward. Those of you who want to lose your son or loved one, if not, he said, calm down, go home. And last night, Renee, in Birmingham, things were quiet.
NPR's Eric Westervelt in London.